All right. Today is Daf Chaf Beis. I want to welcome everybody to the rest of Shas as we continue on the long journey through Shas. Today's shiur is actually sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Leila Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tovia, the Neshama Shadav and Olia. Okay, here we go. We're on the top line of Chaf Beis, second line of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, by the two that's Itmar. Itmar, we just said yesterday, Kara Vishana Veloshimish Talmidei Chachamim, if somebody learns and chazers, he reviews his learning, but he doesn't serve Talmidei Chachamim. What does that mean, serve Talmidei Chachamim? Rashi, it doesn't mean you don't get him a coffee, you don't hold the door open for him, you don't help him into the car. It's not what it means. What it means is, look at the top Rashi, top line, last word on the Rashi, Lilmod Svaras HaGemara, to learn the reasons behind Gemara, B'taimei HaMishnah, the reasons of the Mishnah, Mahem, what are they? Rosha Hu, you're called a Rosha. She'ein Torasa Al Burya, because the Torah is not clear. V'ein Lilmod HaMenu, you're not learning anything. She'al Yedei HaTaimim, because through reasons, Yesh Chiluk, you could have a distinction. Be'itza V'heter, B'dinei Mamanis, Lozakos, Lozchos, Lachayev, B'taharas, L'tameh, L'taher, Kida Amar, B'kama Mekot, B'kama Duchti, we say many times, Mai Taima, Omar Mar Hachi, Umar Hachi, V'omar Mai Benayhu, Ike Benayhu, Kach V'kach, V'arum Hu, you're like Arum. Why? Shahashomea es Kolo, Shone Mishniosav, Kisavr Hu Shabaki B'tamehem. All you did was repeat it over. The Mishnayos, and especially then, even now, they're just rules. There's very little reasoning in Mishnayos, right? So all you're doing is, you stick your big bucky, and you all of a sudden you're proving yourself like you're a big shot. So the phrase here of servicing Talmidei Chachamim is not literal. It really means to go behind to dig deeper into the reasoning behind halacha. That's what it means. If someone does that. So we said yesterday, you're an Amaretz. Tosfos Shanz does say the second pshat, he has a second pshat, he does say it does mean to service him literally, but his first pshat is the same as Rashi's. That it really means to go understand the svaras, the reasoning, the only through that can you ever think outside the box, like we said yesterday, can you ever take it to the next level. So when a child is presented to you, if you don't know the reasons behind something, there's no way you can figure out an answer, because... Same thing we had learned this in law school. The law, think of it as cheese, Swiss cheese. So the cheese is there, and then the holes are there also. Whatever question's presented to you is going to be in the holes. It's never on the cheese. It's never the same question that we have law about. It's never the same halacha that we have halacha about. Yeah, once in a while. It's always a slight variation, slightly different than what we know of. It's slightly different than what it says in the shulchan. Slightly off. No, you need a svara to figure out. So what should the answer be? You need a svara for that. You need to think for that. You need to know the reasons behind halacha for that. Okay. Rebbe Leza Omer, Hareza Am Haaretz. If that's what you do, you're an Am Haaretz. Rebbe Yeshua Bar Nachmani Omer Hareza Bor. You're a bor. What's the word bor mean? Right in English, you have the word bor. B-O-O-R. Comes from this word. What does it mean? In Parshas Vayigash, when at the very end of the parsha, when the people, the Egyptians, came to Yosef, they were starving. They told Yosef, "We'll give you our land, give us food. You take care. We don't even. What do we need land for? We have nothing to eat." And the pasuk there says, "For Adama lo seisham, the land shouldn't become desolate." And the Targum translates, "Uncle says there, the ara lo tibur, the word bur means desolate. It means empty. It means nothing." Bor. If you learn, but you don't understand the reasons behind anything, you're a bor. Rabbi Yanai Omer Hareze Kusi. You're like a kusi. Why a kusi? Of all things. So the Maharal says, what's a kusi? Kusi is someone who only holds from Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiktav. They only hold from Torah Shebiktav. Torah Shebal Peh, they're not interested in. It's exactly the same problem here. Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiktav, virtually doesn't have any reasons. It's just the rules, list of rules. That'll handle. But to go behind the reasons behind, no, I'm not interested. So if you don't do that, if you're not shemesh tamid chacham, what Rashi explains, that means to go behind the reasons. Just you're the exact same thing. You're mamash a bor. You're a kusi. Rav Acha Yaakov Omer, Harei Zeh Magush, You're a magician. Same thing, because a magician, the Gemara is going to say, Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Mistabra, Kirv Acher by Yaakov. He's probably right. The Amri Inshi, because people always say, Rotin Megusha, the incantations of a Megusha, Veloya de Mayamar. Doesn't know, how does that work? He doesn't know how that works. He just knows if you say the following, charm, if you do the following acts with animals or whatnot, it'll affect some kind of change in nature. That's what a mogul, that's what a magician, a real magician is. Tani Tana, you learn brises, v'lo yada mayamar. You learn mishnayis, you don't know what it's saying. Why is a mogish worse than a kusi? Not necessarily worse. Maybe a mogish is more. One of the mafarshim explained that a mogish is different than a kusi. Maybe you have the ability to do better, and you don't. But either way, this is pretty harsh language about something that we would think is very, very insignificant, but it's very significant. Right? Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Ezehu Am Haaretz. A lot of Amaratzes in today's daf. Ezehu Am Haaretz. Who's an Amaratz? Kol She'eno Koret Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis V'Birchos Zeho. Someone who doesn't say Kriyashma every night and every morning when they're davening. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's pshat. V'Chachamim Omrim Kol She'eno Menyech Tfilin. Anyone who doesn't wear tefillin. Why is tefillin singled out? And we'll see in a second. But Azai Omer, Kol She'ein Lo Tzitzis B'Bigdo. Someone who doesn't wear tzitzis. Why are these two singled out? Because tefillin and tzitzis are both mitzvos that are shakal to all the mitzvos.
Is this what the tefillin's
about? The Chazon Ish has a suffix. Does this mean that you're not wearing a four-cornered garment at all? Or you're wearing a four-cornered garment and you're not wearing tzitzis on them. There's a suffix about that. What makes you into an Amaretz? Which one is it? He has a suffix. We're gonna have tchelos later.
I'm sure
Chaim was here with us. No. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omar kol sheyesh bo banim, whoever has children, the ain megadlin l'talmud Torah, and he doesn't teach them in the ways of Torah. Acherim Omrim, who's Acherim? So we always assume that Acherim is Reb Meir. Acherim can't be Reb Meir because Reb Meir is the first one on the list. I saw the sefer called Yair Ozen, in the name of Reb Tzal Ashkenazi, says that whenever you have a list like this and you have Reb Meir and Acherim, that Acherim is Acher. So Reb Meir is Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya. That's what he says. Can't be Reb Meir. Reb Meir is already here on the list. Acherim Omrim, afilu kor v'shonav v'loshimish tamid chachamim ze am ha'aretz. Kara Veloshana, if you learn but you don't review, Hare Zebor, that's a boor. Lo Kara Veloshana, if you... What happened? It's okay. Lo Kara Veloshana, if you learn and... if you read and don't review, Alava Kasav Omer, the Pasuk says, Vizarati Ezbeis Yisrael, Vizbeis Yehuda, Zera Adam, Vizera Behema. Like a behema. If that's how you behave. The Tosos over here, the big Tosos, Kol She'ein Kara Kriyas Shachris V'Arvis, asks, we have other memories where other things that you do make you into an Amaretz. He says, Teimu L'ri, the Amar Parakan Azakin V'Upera Gimbal Sha'achlu, Ezehu Amaretz, who's an Amaretz? Kol She'ein Ochel Chulin B'Tahayro, Diver Remeir. Remeir says, someone who doesn't eat Chulin B'Tahayro is called an Amaretz. Here Remeir says, someone who doesn't say Kriyas Shema is an Amaretz. So which one is it? The Perish, the Harbe and Yoni Amaretzain. The answer is, there's different levels of Amar Arts. Different levels. So then Tosos goes on to explain. Sometimes it could be an Amar Arts regarding Eidos. It could be an Amar Arts regarding Tahira. Tumah. Regarding Maestris. Regarding some, not saying Kriyashma. All different categories, different shortcomings, different lacks of interest will make you an Amar Arts in different ways. Yorei es Hashem b'ni v'melech v'im shonim al tisarov. It's a pasuk in Mishlei where Shlomo is talking to his son Rechavam, and he says, Yorei es Hashem b'ni, right, fear Hashem my son, v'melech, pashup shat, you're the melech. In other words, don't think you're some guy. V'im shonim, and with the shonim, al tisarov, don't hang out. Don't become a chevraman with the shomer. With the shonim. Who are they? Amar of Yitzchak, Elu Shoshonim Halachos. They are people that learn halachos, as Rashi says. They don't learn the reasons behind halachos. Rashi says, right. Shaloshim shal tamid chachamim, they're not mishamish tamid chachamim, v'lo hekpidu al tami hamishnayas. They're not makbid on the reasons. It's exactly what we said before. That someone who's not mishamish tamid chachamim, it's not literal, it means you don't learn the reasons behind halacha. And that's exactly what Shlomo is warning Rechavim over here. So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's so Pashat. That's so Pashat. So the Merome Sada says, yeah, it's Pashat, because if we're talking about, the word Shona means to change. So if we're talking about people who change the Torah, and that's what we would think it meant, don't hang out with people who change things. No, don't hang out with them. If that's what it meant, and it would have said Mishanim. Since it uses the Lashon of Shonim, it's obvious we're referring to someone who doesn't serve as Tamil Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Ma detema, I would think, Shonin Bechet. No, they are frequent in, or they repeat their Chet. Kidrav Huna, Dharma Rav Huna, Kivin Sha'adam Adar Avar Aveir Vishanabo. Once a person does a sin and repeats it, Hutrulo. It becomes like it's mutter to him. And the Gemara is, it's mutter, it's not mutter. It's as if it's mutter. Right? What's the hazard for that? Dazakane Bali Tosfa says, imagine a guy has a suit or a tablecloth. Right, and the kid spills wine on the tablecloth. Once there's a stain on that tablecloth, you don't care anymore. Anyway, it's dirty. Anyway, it has to go to the cleaners. Right? Anyway, I got a stain on my suit. Okay, so another stain. You're not makbid anymore. Your guard is down. Same idea about here. Once you do an aveira and you repeat, your guard comes down. Right? That's how the Eitzahara works. So I would have thought that's what the pasuk was referring to. Kamash Malan. No, it's referring to our idea. Our idea is someone who is mishamish, someone who's not mishamish, tamid chachamim. Tana, the reasons behind the mishnayis, the reasons behind mitzvos, the reasons behind why we do things. Just to know blanket rules without knowing the reasons behind them is considered a big flaw. Because, what? Rashi says in the top line, Lilmod Svaras HaGemara B'taymei HaMishnah Mahim. He calls it Torah. Rashi, She'ain Torah Sa'alboria. Torah, whatever Torah is. Torah includes everything. You have to know the reasons behind things, like I said before, because things come up in life that are not exactly, we can't find exactly, it's always slightly different, and if you have reasons behind it, you're able to think outside the box, you can get to a result. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Hatanoim mi balei olam. The Tanoim are from the destroyers of the world. So Gemara says, mi balei olam? What? They're the good people. Amar Ravina, shemorin halacha mitoch mishnasam. The mora halacha from their learning. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's right across where the Gemara is. Let me just finish it. Shenemar, they're the bad people. They're the ones who sustain the world. They are more halacha mitoch mishnasan. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but mitoch mishnasan ka'amar shemabalan olam b'haro'os tov. They destroy the world with their wrong hara, with their wrong rulings. The kiv on the ein yodin time hamishnah, since they don't know the reasons for anything, pa'amim gormin shemidamin lo dover she'ein adome. They will compare something that's not appropriate to be compared to. That's reason number one. The ode also yesh mishnayis harbe. There are many mishnayis. The amrinon hamani. Who is the author? Who do we go like? Ploni who? He's a whoever it is. So and so. The chudahi. He's a das yachid. The less hilchas akavasei, we don't hold like a das yachid. If you don't do that exercise, you're not going to get that answer. The ode, third reason, she'inan yodin b'machlokes tanoim harishonim halacha kedivrei mi. You don't know who to paskin like hilchach morin horos tos. Therefore, you're going to make false, improper, wrong horos. That is someone who destroys the world. Based on this Rashi, in this Gemara, the Marsha says that If someone is mora halacha, mitoch shulchan aruch, someone opens up a shulchan aruch and pulls out a shulchan aruch to look at how do I put on tefillin in the morning? Well, let me look at the shulchan aruch. Someone does that. The eini yodei tam ha'inyon hu, you don't know the reasons, miklal mibali olam, you're in that category. It's pretty harsh. The pitzchei tshuva takes a little sting out of that. It's in Yerodea Reishman Beis, Sif Katan Ches. He says, that's maybe only Bizman HaMarsha, when there were no notes at Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch. Right, Marsha lived in the 1500s. Rabbi Yosef Cairo died toward the end of the 1500s. So there might have been a small overlap. Rabbi Yosef Cairo was 4 years old when he was kicked out of Spain in 1492. He lived almost 100 years. So he died like in the 1580s. So Marsha also lived around then. So there was no Taz then. There was no Shach. There were no later notes of Kate, no Mogen Avram. None of those people were had written their Sfarim yet. So Pesach Teshuva says, Pesach Teshuva is later than that. So Pesach Teshuva says, that Marsha only refers to somebody who learned the Shulchan Aruch in the times of the Marsha. All you had was the Machaber and then the Ramah. Right? The Machaber and the Ramah corresponded with each other. All you had. That, like a little bit of a closed book. Even though that certainly wasn't their intent, but that might have been the result. Especially if you don't, if you're not holding and learning, you just pull a sefer off the shelf, a shulchan aruch off the shelf, might not have all the answers that you're looking for. However, that's only bizman hamarsha shloha shom chibro shulchan aruch kasef kate. Ach achash l'schabruash taz v'ashach magen avram v'shari achronim shibiru tam kol din mimkomo. They give you everything. Efsher laharos mitachtiv v'shulchan aruch v'achronim. Then it's okay. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, but wait a minute. Didn't the Rambam write in his introduction, that all you need is me? Rambam said, all you need, I'm here to save the day. It's very hard, difficult. It's impossible to paskin from Gemara. It's impossible. All you need is Tanakh, and you have my sefer Rambam, and you're all set. Rabbi Elwan once pointed out, it's very ironic, that out of all the Rishonim, he's the only one who ever said that. And it's probably more explanations on what he meant than anybody else in history. It's very, very ironic. But anyway, he did say it. So what do you mean by that? Right? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, well, Rashi said, one of the reasons that Rashi gave why this is a problem is because they don't know who to paskin like. That's the only problem. You learn, so the Rambam knew who to paskin like. So he said, paskin like me. That's all that you're all set. So Shulchan Aruch said, it's not a problem with the Rambam. That was Rashi's problem. You don't know who to paskin like. The Rambam knew very well who to paskin like. So it's okay, the Rambam said that. Right, even the Rambam said that, like I said, we have more Mefarshim on him than probably anybody else. But he wasn't being a Balgaiva. He was just being confident. There's a fine line. And he was a person who was able to, he went through all the time. And he was able to say, this is how we could paskin. It's not a problem with Rashi. And it's not a problem with the Marsha either. Okay, next. Isha Purusha. So the Mishnah had said that an Isha Purusha is someone who's a Mibali Olam. Right? That's what the Mishnah had said yesterday, Friday. Right? An Isha Purusha is a Mibali Olam. She's a austere woman, an Isha Parush. She is a someone who ruins the world. Tana Rabbanan. Bitsula Slinus. A basula, Rashi says, a basula science is balas tefila. Doesn't mean someone who davens for the yamid, a woman who davens for the yamid. That's not what it means. It means a woman who davens a lot. She davens a lot, she's crying a lot, davening a lot, but she's a basula. Or the almana shovavis, or an almana who's a good neighbor, right? She runs, she's always by the neighbors, always yenting by all the neighbors, always being involved in everything that's going on in the neighborhood. Such people, the katan shelo kalulo chadashav, or a cut that didn't finish out his years. The Gemara will explain what that means. Hare elu mi bali olam. Those are three people that are bali olam. They ruin the world. So he went, Ani, is that true? Vamar of Yochanan. Yochanan said, Lamdenu yiras chet mi besula. What do you mean? I once learned yiras chet from a besula. And also, v'kibo schar mi almana. I learned the idea of being makabel schar from an almana. How so? Yiras chet mi besula. Rabbi Yochanan shamala ahu besula. Rabbi Yochanan heard there was a besula in the neighborhood, the nafla. She fell down. And maybe she by falling down, maybe some of her clothes was a little bit exposed. V'ka'amr, and she said, Ribono shel olam, baraz gan eden or baraz gehenim. You created gan eden, you created gehenim. Baraz tzadikim or baraz rishoyim. You created tzadikim, you created rishoyim. Yehi ratzon mufanecha, shelo yichashlu bi b'nei adam. I don't want anyone to stumble on my account. Right, even though I'm in this position now, I'm on the floor, maybe I'm a little exposed. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea from this. So you see that that's going to be the kasha. The kasha is, how could we say that these types of people are destroyers of the world, they ruin the world? This is a basula here who's also davening, and she it's a good thing. Also, kibul schar mi almana, dahahi almana, there was once an almana, dahavi bay kinishta bishvivuse, she davened, what? Davai bay kinishta bishvivuse, there was a shul in the neighborhood, and kol yom havi also mitzala be midrasha Rabbi Yochanan. But she didn't go to the shul in it. She didn't get shul on her block. But she walked all the way to Rabbi Yochanan's base of medrash to daven by him. So amala biti lo beis haknesses bishivusech. Isn't there a shul right on your block? Are you walking all the way to me? So amrele Rebbe v'lo schar psiyas yeshli. Don't I get more schar for haschar halicha? I'm walking to the further shul. Don't I get more schar for that? So the Gemara answers, we'll talk about that in a minute. The Gemara says, Ki ka'amar kigon yochni bas retivi. Now we're not talking about people like that. Those people, of course, don't destroy the world. Those are good people. We can learn a lot of lessons from them, a lot of good behavior from them. We're talking about people like Yochni bas retivi. Who's she? She was a woman that was involved, Rashi explains. She was a woman that was involved in witchcraft. And what she would do is, she would go to the people that were having babies, and she would put on some spell that the baby wouldn't come out. And it was very painful for the mother. She was trying to have a baby, and the baby wouldn't come out. The terrible labor. Then she'd come in, and she would say, oh, you want me to, I'll help. And then she would go and undo the spell. So she ended up being a hero. Right? Rashi says, one time they saw her, someone caught her, casting the spell to begin with. Right? And then they exposed her as a fraud, because she was the whole problem. Right? The Maharaj Chai says, very interesting, like, where did Rashi get this from? He says, Rashi must have had midrashim, other kinds of midrashim or other types of, you know, early sources that were lost. Where did Rashi get that from? He doesn't quote a source for it. A fascinating story, right? Those are the kinds of people we're talking about. Not talking about Nashim Tzikonios, the Davin, and they want to get extra schar for doing things. No, we're talking about people that are rotten, right? So she was some woman who lived in the neighborhood who used to do rotten things and make herself out like a big shot, like a big hero. Okay. So, based on this Gemara here, this is a famous idea about Tzchar Halicha. So the Yad David asks a very interesting question. Isn't walking to another shul a problem of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? No? I'm walking to another shul, so I'm passing by this shul. Yeah? What? Yeah, I'm asking. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. The Rebbeinu Bechai argues on that. The Rebbeinu Bechai argues. He says in Parshas Ekev that for any mitzvah that you do extra, you get more schar. The Maral does say that. The Maral says the only time this idea applies, what if I walk further to give tzedakah? The Maral says no such idea. There's no such inyan. There's no such inyan to walk further to give more tzedakah. There's no such inyan. Only by davening. A shul is a mitzvah shma'at. We learned this whole idea about walking from Ola Regel, that there was an idea about actually walking, which is why the Betzel Chachma and the Torah Shlema say that there is an inyan, I'll be the Arizal also, not to drive to shul, to bedafka walk, go with your legs, right, which I think the Miller calls your Rolls Royce, right? You go with your legs, you walk, is an inyan, all based on this. But what about Emor Vir and Ala Mitzvahs? So the Adavit says, first of all, going to shul is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is what you do in the shul. So therefore, it's not a problem of Eim Avirin. But Rav Chaim Palachi says, Ein Hachanan. It is a problem. But the schar of schar halicha beats that. So, okay. Next. I don't know. No. Right. Right, there's probably some flaw in her, and she's acting as if she's a big davener.
And why is that the almana? Why can't it be any agent?
Because the Mepharshim explained. Because if you're not an almana, you're too busy. You have a husband. Okay, she has nothing to do. Her husband died. She's running around with all the neighbors. Right. Before she explained that. What? Okay. Now, my katan shelo kololo chadashav. What does that mean? A katan who didn't finish out his years. Hachi tirgumu, we explain. Zet hamachacham hamavait berabozav. It's a tamachacham who kicks his rebbe. Same idea. You don't get the full learning that you can out of your rebbe. You're not mishamishim properly. Rabbi Abba Omar Zed Talmud Shelo Higia LaHora, someone who doesn't reach the level of Hora, Umora, but he paskins anyway. But the Omar Avo Omar Huna Omar Rav My Dechiv Kirabim Chalalim Hipila VaAtzumim Kol Harugeha Kirabim Chalalim Hipila Zed Talmud Chacham Shelo Higia LaHora. That's no good. Umora, and he paskins anyway. VaAtzumim Kol Haruga Zed Talmud Chacham Shehigia LaHora. That's someone who reaches the Zman of Hora, the Enamora, but doesn't. He's able to. He has the ability. He has the knowledge. He has the breath and the depth. But he doesn't do it. V'yad Kama, how old do you have to be to get to that level? Ad Arbo'in Shnin. 40 years. 40 years. Any? Is that true? V'haraba Ori. Baraba was a Paskiner, and he died at 40. How can it be 40 years? So the Gemara answer is Bishavin. Rashi says, Bishavin means, my chalukah say Rashi and tell us what it means. Rashi says, Bishavin means that when there's nobody else there, Rashi says, Im Shavet Legadol Ha'ir B'chachma, if you're on the same level as the Gadol Ha'ir, then Mutur Lahoros, then you're allowed to. In other words, Rava was on the same level as a 65-year-old Gadol in that town. So he was allowed to. He was Shavin. He was equal, even though he was younger. Or, oh, she ain't Zucker be manabir. Oh, you're the only guy there. The only one there. Tosfos says just the opposite. If there's someone else there, you're not allowed to. He's older. He's already 40. You're not 40. So Bishavin means there's nobody else. Nobody else there. You're the only one. Then you're allowed. Look at the top Tosfos. Ad kama, ad arbo en shnin. So what, until you're 40. So we think that means until you hit the age of 40. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Pirish, Mishana Shehitzchil Lilmod. From the year you start learning. How old are you when you start? When you start in earnest. How old are you? You have to wait 40 years from that date. You hear this? Ad Arboim Shana. V'lo Mishana Shenolad. Not from the year you're born. Can't count that your 40th birthday? Of course not. You know why? Shene Kida Amrinon Beperakama de Mesechas Avodah Zarah. V'lo Nasan Hashem Leiv Lochem Leiv Lodas Adayom Hazeh. That's on the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. That was 40 years after Har Sinai. The Shmamina Lo Korb Inish Adaiti Deraba Ad Arbon Shnin, right? V'zehoyah Mimatan Torah Ad Mem Shana. Took 40 years from Matan Torah. That's when they were born. Sha'ad Hizchilu Lilmo. That's when you start to learn, right? That's what Tosfos says. The Ayavit says it's impossible because it could be this. It could be true. First of all, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says Ben Mem Labina. When you're 40 years old, there's a certain kind of change that takes place in you. I guess, right? You reach a different stage of understanding. What about Tosfos' Pasuk? So he says it means 40 years from when you're born. When you're 40. What about the Pasuk? First of all, so he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to everybody. There were a lot of people there that had just turned 40 that year. Right? They were born right then. Now they're 40 years old. A lot of people like that. So first of all, to say he only was talking to people, it's not mistaber. Second of all, Tosfos says, the Ayavit says, that pasuk just means that when we were gerib, we started over. We started over. We all, right, Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, we became gerib. We started from scratch. We started fresh. It doesn't mean that you have to wait 40 years from that point to be in the category of someone who is a Moro Hora. That's not what it means. It just means that we started over. It's all Moshe Rabbeinu meant by that. But Tosfos says what he says. He says, I don't think we paskin, but Tosfos says that. The other Mepharshim seem to say, no, it's when you hit the age of 40. What? But that was a special. So when Hashem turns your beard white overnight, maybe the rules are different for you. Okay, next. Umakos Purushin, or someone who gets hit. Someone who has makos is considered someone who's a parush. That was also considered a bad thing. What are those? Tanur Rabbanan. Shiva Purushanim. There are seven types of people that are Parush, that are act in an austere and in a what's the word I'm looking for? In a very denying way. Parush Shichmi, Parush like a someone from Shechem, Parush Nakvi, Parush Kizoi, Parush Meduchya, Parush, all those will explain, Parush Machovasi Vesena, a Parush of someone says, what am I lacking and I'll do it, Parush Me'ava, someone who's Parush from Ava, Parush Me'ira, someone who's Parush from Yira, we'll explain all that. What is Parush Shechmi? What does it mean, someone who's Parush like someone from Shechem? Zeha Osa Maisa Shechem. They do like what they did in Shechem, meaning they got a bris milah for the wrong reasons. Why did they get a bris milah? Because either they wanted to live, they saw the writing on the wall, or they wanted to marry Dina, right? They convinced them. There were no good reasons for that. We're going to say in a minute that we talk shalal lishma bal lishma. So why don't we say that over here also? We'll see in a few minutes why we don't say that. We're talking about Jews. No, if you act like them. They got bris milah in Shechem, right? No. Someone who does something like that, someone who does a mitzvah, someone who does something like the Shechems did, of doing something for completely wrong reasons. Or parish nakvi, zeh hamenakif es raglav. This is somebody who walks so slowly that he doesn't even pick his feet off the ground. Just like moves them along on the ground, and all that does is ruin your feet.
Shuffles.
Right. Parosh Kizoi, Amar of Nachar, but Yitzchak Zehamak is Dam Lekasalim. That's someone who acts in such a, he doesn't even want to look where he's walking because he doesn't want to see things he's not supposed to see. He takes his Shmiras Einayim to an extreme, to the extent that he bumps into walls and he gets bruised. And he starts to, blood comes out. But it's not considered we said yesterday, Chasid Chota. That wasn't on the list. Similar things were on the list. Parosh Miduchya, similar idea. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, I'm sorry. Demashba ki meduchya. Somebody who lowers himself like a pestle that bangs a mortar and a pestle. You lower yourself to a very unusual degree out of humility.
What's
Kizoi? Yeah, someone like Makis Dan, like someone who bumps into walls because doesn't want to look where he's going. Parash Machovasi ve'esena. A parish of someone who says, what am I lacking and I'll do it? So the Gemara says, Bahama Al Yisihi, that's a good thing, no? What do I still have to do? That's a good thing. El Adamar, Machovasi Su V'esene. Is there anything I still haven't mastered? Is there any halacha that I don't keep? I'll do it. It's a big bugaib. Next, Parish Me'ava, Parish Me'ira. Amrulo Abaye V'Rava, Latana. Lo Lisni Parish Me'ava, Parish Me'ira. Those shouldn't be on the list. But if somebody wants to do things right out of Yira or Ava or not Yira or not Ava, that's all fine. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav LaOlam Yasav Adam B'Torah Uba Mitzvos. A person should always try to do Torah and Mitzvos. Afilo Shalol Lishma, even not Lishma. Should we talk Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma? Because even not doing it Lishma, it'll come to Lishma. So a guy has Cheshbonos about Yira and Ava, that's okay, it'll come. So why don't we say the same thing by the others? By Shechmi, by Shechem, even by, why don't we say those over there? So a few answers. The Marsha says, because this is worse, that was worse than Lo Lishma. That was like anti-Lishma. Right? That's one reason, which is what Tosus is going to say in a minute. But, right, someone can do something with Lo Lishma. Alright, it's peer pressure, it's the reasons for Lo Lishma. But anti-Lishma. They had no cheshbon at all for getting the bris milah for any positive reason. Just for Dina, maybe they were afraid of them. There's no positive reason at all. That's worse. That's one answer. The Maral says they only did it for personal gain. That's again a similar idea. It's again not lishma. The Eitz Yosef says lo lishma leads to lishma if it's heritable, if it's something that you do all the time. Not a one-shot thing. That's a one-shot idea going to lead to lishma. Every day you go to the daf because your wife drives you crazy. You do things because of peer pressure. Every day, in a consistent basis, as a heragel, yeah, that'll come to lishma. That'll happen. There's one oddball thing. That's not gonna work. That's what the Eitz Yosef says, and the Minchas Kenoa says we only say we talk shalol lishma bal lishma if you have a tzivui to do it. then if you have a commandment to do it, and you put on tefillin every day only because of you have all these reasons, and they're not really lishma, but you have a commandment to do that, that lishma will come. If you have no chiyuv at all, we don't say the rule. Okay. I'm sorry, that's the Ben Yehoyada's pshat. That's the Ben Yehoyada's pshat. Sorry. The Mechitz Kenah says, we don't say shalol lishma will lead to lishma if by thereby doing it, you're doing something wrong. It can't be that you're going to do shalol lishma and hurt yourself and make yourself sick getting a bris milah, and that's going to lead to lishma. That can't be. The only time lo lishma will lead to lishma is if you're not doing anything else wrong. Coming to shul and putting on tefillin, it's not doing anything wrong. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. That'll lead to lishma. Giving yourself a bris milah when you're not mitzvah and you're hurting yourself and being chovel yourself, that's improper. That'll never happen. Okay, next. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Olam Yasek Adam Torah, Shalom 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 Shalom. Tosfos just asked the same question. We have other Gemaras that say that if you do something Shalom Shalom, it's worse than death, it's like death. So Tosfos answers, again, there are different levels of Shalom Shalom. You could have Shalom Shalom because of very power of reasons, or you could have Shalom Shalom. Tosfos here says, Shalom Shalom that is worse than death is when you learn, that's something wild, you learn just to know halacha so you can violate more things. That's the only reason why that's terrible. Right? He says it. He says, it's right in the middle over there. He says, Umasekhtas brachas in osipatara kedelekaim el lahosif al chatasso pesha, to add on to your chet, but you're doing it but pesha. Sha'ata shigagos nasalo kizidonos. Your shigagos will turn into on purposes. Right? I don't know, I'm not such a big balamdin, but I'm a terrible guy. So I'll go learn to know what I cannot do, and I'll go do it. That's terrible. Sha'afal pk, afal p shiyada sha'over velo mana mikol taivos laru. Because we farish hasam. So that's a worse shalom lishma. Other gemaras that say that refer to that kind of person. Here we're just talking about someone who's whatever it is, whatever his shalom lishma is, do it every day on a consistent basis. The lishma will come. Just finish up. The Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, the Matra, the Mitamra, what is hidden is hidden, Ude Megalia, and what is revealed, but don't worry, Kidina Rabba at the great court, after 120, Lispara Mihani Dechafu Gundi, Hashem will exact punishment from those that put on the cloak themselves in the cloak. In other words, the ones who appear, Hashem knows it all. So you could appear as ever, have big a tzaddik you want, and you could be whatever you want underneath. The final judgment day, it's all going to become revealed. Today, it's half, everything's hidden. What's hidden is hidden, what's revealed, we don't know. But there will be a day when all the wrongs are going to be righted, said the Gemara. Amale Yanai Malka Ledebite. Yanai had the king said to his wife, he was a terrible person, he killed a lot of chachamim, he was dying. He was afraid that when he dies, his wife, they're going to go after the wife. So al tisyari min ha-perushin. Don't be afraid of the perushin. They're honest people. Al velo mimi she'ena perushin. And don't be afraid from the ones that are openly not perushin. They're also honest. They're living honest lives. Whether they're right or wrong, you know who they are. Their attitudes, their behavior, it's clear to all. Ela min ha-tivuin. You have to be worried about those guys that are colored. Right? Shadomin le-perushin. They look like they're big tzaddikim. Shema'asem kemaisa zimri. They act like Zimri. But they want schar like Pinchas. Why is Zimri and Pinchas used? Because they both were involved in the exact same maisa. The exact same maisa is the same event where we see the Rasha of Zimri and the Tzidkas of Pinchas. Same exact event. Mamash together. You're doing the same exact maisa. You're wrong, but you want the schar like you're right. So that's what you have to be afraid from those people. What? He was killed in the same exact. He killed Zimri in the same exact Maisa. It was the same event. Right? It's not that Zimri was here and Pinchas was over there. No, it's in the same tent. They were together in the same tent. Right, it's a big chutzpah. It's much worse when it's the same event. Right? It's not that, Zimri, we're talking about Zimri and we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. It has nothing to do with each other. Zimri and Pinchas are mamash the same event. So you're doing the same maisa that's wrong, and you're walking around like you're a big you're getting the tzchares coming to you. Just one point on the shalolishma balishma. The Gemara says that la'olam yasek adam b'torah u'mitzvos, afilu shalol l'shma. Shavtok shalol l'shma ba'al l'shma. Rambam says, kol v'amich hacham, la'olam yasek adam b'torah, afilu shalol l'shma, shavtok shalol l'shma ba'al l'shma. He leaves out mitzvos. Why does he leave out mitzvos? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, he really meant mitzvos too. As a matter of fact, the next line of the Rambam proves he meant mitzvos, because it says, Lafikach, therefore, Kishemalamdim et hakatanim, the et hanashim, uklal ame haaretz, emalamdim osim el la'avud miyiru kadel kavoschar. So the very next line, the Rambam includes children and women. They don't have a chiv in Talmud Torah. If all the Rambam meant was Talmud Torah, why would he say that? Obviously, he meant everything else. Why did he single out Talmud Torah? Because that's the biggest chiddush of all. Even to do Talmud Torah, such a chashiv, even to do that shalol l'shma will lead to l'shma. That's an amazing chiddush. That's why the Rambam singles it out over here. Right, that's the idea. Even that you can do shalol l'shma. That's why the Rambam singles out. But in a chanami, it applies to everything. The Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. The tshuva is about shalol bercha b'Torah tchila. That's what the tshuva is about. It's in Arachayim Aleph Simen Chaf. And there he says, "Ve'av shekasha." Tosfos raises the question about Balak, right? That Balak brought karbanos. He didn't bring karbanos because he was a tzaddik. He brought karbanos to destroy Klal Yisrael, but he still brought karbanos to Hashem. So because of that, he was zochet to have Rus. Rus was a descendant, meaning Mashiach comes from that event. Even though it was totally shalosh ma, that's not a Torah. That's a mitzvah. That was a mitzvah shalol l'shma. It led to l'shma. Everything we said before about one shot deals is difficult, but the idea is still there. So the Rav Moshe says, what about our Gemara here? B'sota daf chav beiz ayir b'mitzvos, and the Rambam leaves it out. So first he says v'ulai garis b'toru u'b'midos shaharigilos b'midos mevi l'de l'shma. Maybe he changes the gersa. Maybe the Rambam had a gersa of midos, not mitzvos, and that's if you do midos right. If you do midos shalol l'shma, it would also lead to l'shma, right? If you're kind and you can't stand it, eventually it'll work on you, even midos. Then he says, v'adayin lo maturit hadabalak. Still can't explain that. V'tarachiyun. He leaves the v'tarachiyun. So Moshe leaves the v'tarachiyun, we could also leave v'tarachiyun. V'al kolponim, kivin de haramam sover kain, but he agrees that the Rambam does hold that it only applies by Torah, not by mitzvot. Then he goes on to explain Rabbi Yonah by Shalom Berachah Matarot Chila. Okay. That's the Talmud says that.
It's part of the mitzvah by Talmud Torah.
Very nice. Okay, back to earth. Says the Mishnah. We'll do a little bit of the Mishnah and then we'll continue tomorrow. Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Zechus Tolu B'mayim Hamorim. There's no such thing as a zechus. When a sota drinks the water, she has a zechus. No such thing. The im ata omer has zechus tola b'mayim hama'arim. If you're going to say that, then medaha osa es mayim. The water is going to become belittled. Mipnei kol hanashim hashosos. Anyone who drinks that, umoti ata shemra al kol ataharos. You're going to have a bad name on all the women that are tahar. That didn't do anything wrong. That are going to get all those brachos. You know why? Sheshasu, they're going to drink it. Sheomrim, tamez heim, bid the tame. But you know what? El shatol and tzachos. That's on tzachos to save them. Really, they were guilty. So Rav Shimon says, this can't be. And that's very compelling. It's very compelling. It's a very compelling reason. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Rebbe has a middle approach. Hazachus tolu b'mayim hamaorim. The schus is tolu you. You don't drop that on the spot. However, the ene yoledes. You won't no longer have any children. Then a mishbachas. You won't have no shevach in your life. Ella misnavna v'holeches. You're just going to go deteriorate. Lesof he mesa ba'osa misa. You will eventually die with the death that the Torah describes, but it won't happen on the spot. It'll be a gradual thing. That's a middle approach. Right, according to Rav Shimon, that won't happen either. According to Rav Shimon, it's like instant. There's no zechusim at all. Otherwise, the whole thing becomes a joke. Rebbe says it, there is a zechus to the fact that it'll be gradual. And then we had the other shita that it could hold up to 3 years. Nitmeis mincha. Let's say the carbon mincha of the sota mincha got tamei. So now the rules are going to be the rules of all minchas. Ad shelo kodesh b'kli, if it hadn't been put into the kli yet and it doesn't have any kedusha, then everybody can call hamenachos. It's like all menachos. V'tifta, and you can be pulled it. You redeem it. That has to go. That goes to the garbage, and you can bring it again. But v'yim mishakidsha b'kli, if it already had kedusha in a kli, harei hi kachal hamenachos. It's like all carbon minchas. V'tisareif, it has to be burnt. Why? Can't bring something tummy on the mizbeach. So it's ready in the kli. It already became a kaddish. Some of the farshim explained you can't transfer it for anyone else because it's a barley. There's no such thing as a barley mincha except for the carbon omer and this. So there's nothing you can do with it. And anyway, it's tameh. Therefore, it has to be burnt. Okay. What? But the deshin is tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow. All right. We'll stop here and we will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Right. So it's live. Right. Grand Oil.